I want to treat people the way Jesus treated people when he was on earth. One of my favorite chapters, and a very famous chapter, is John chapter 14, which begins, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." And these are the first two verses of chapter 14. But as we know, oftentimes in the Bible, thoughts are not broken up by chapters. So actually, to understand what Jesus is saying in the first verse of chapter 14, we go back to the verses in chapter 13 of John, and we realize that this is the last night Jesus is going to be with his disciples. He knows this, and he's trying to gently explain this to them as they're walking to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he's telling them that he needs to go away for a while. And of course, Peter, the impulsive Peter, who always thinks before he speaks, and I can identify with that, says, "Oh, you know, I want to go where you're going. I will never leave you. I will always be loyal to you. I will always stay with you." And I'm sure that sounded impressive to him in front of all of his friends and disciples. Unfortunately, near the end of chapter 13, Jesus looked at him and said, "Are you really that loyal to me? Because even by this time tomorrow, you will have denied me three times. You will have said you don't even know me." So there stands Peter in front of all of his friends. He had tried to say something impressive and loyal and amazing, and he fell flat on his face as Jesus very truth bombed him and said, "No, you're not as loyal as you think. You're going to deny me even in the next day. You're going to deny you ever knew me." And so he's standing there, having just been totally ripped apart by the Lord, even though Jesus did not do it, I'm sure, in a harsh way. He did give him the truth that he wasn't all in the way Peter said that he was. So Peter is standing there, I'm sure, feeling like very foolish, very foolish. And that is when Jesus looked at him in the same conversation where he had just been very transparent and honest about where Peter was spiritually in front of others. And he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going up there to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come again." In other words, he's saying, "Listen, you're going to fail. You're going to fail me. You're going to act like you're not even a Christian. But I don't want you to let that be the end for you. When you come to yourself," and Peter did, and he wept bitterly after he denied the Lord, Jesus is saying, "When you come to yourself, Peter, don't let it trouble you to the point where you can't get past it. I'm still there for you. I'm still going to prepare you a place in heaven. I still care about you. I haven't changed my feelings toward you. So when you have a huge failure in your life, remember that the plan is still on. We're still on plan A. You have not fallen out of my good graces. I love you, and I'll always love you just the same." So chapter 14, verse 1 to me is a very personal encouragement to Peter after he told him how he was going to fail. I want to be that. When my children fail, when I fail and I need to self-talk, when those that I love around me fail in big ways and in small ways, I want to be able to look at them as Jesus looked at Peter in John 14, 1, and said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. This is going to be okay. You can get up and still live a great life for the Lord." Sometimes I have to say that in the mirror to myself after another time that I didn't do it right. And there will be many opportunities to say that to other believers and to encourage them, just like Jesus encouraged his followers. Yes, be honest. Don't try to sugarcoat it. This was wrong. This was a failing. This was not Christ-like. This was not Christian. This was sin. We do have to call it out. We don't just pretend like everything is fine. But right on the heels of that, we say, don't let this be too overwhelming for you. Get back up. God loves you just the same. I love you just the same. My kids know that I will always love them no matter what they do, no matter what happens in their life. They always have somewhere to come, and their parents will always be there for them. We have taught that to them since they were toddlers. And Jesus explains this to Peter. Don't let your heart be troubled. Even though life isn't going to turn out the way that you are saying it is, in your overconfidence, after you stumble and fall, I'm still there for you. And that's just a beautiful way that the Lord treats people, and I want to treat people. This week, friends, let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week.